So Don DeBar is an activist and radio host. He's with me now on the line from New York. Let's get his comments on what's being described as the divided opposition in Syria. Mr. DeBar, now, first of all, what do you think was the reason behind Muazz al-Khatib's resignation? A lot of people were saying the fact that he did call for the insurgents to lay down their arms if a peaceful solution is found. The fact that he had at one time said that he's open to talks with President Bashar al-Assad had a role in his resignation.
Yeah, well, he did that for sure, and he also, however, had called on the U.S. to reconsider the listing of al-Nusra as a terrorist organization, and had looked for the U.S. and others to arm the so-called Free Syrian Army. So he was kind of playing both sides of the fence. However, even that much, the mention of the possibility of negotiation is too much for some parts of that so-called coalition. And the reality of it is betrayed by the fact that the person that was propped up outside the consensus rules that they had been operating under, by the way, and just with a simple majority vote of about a dozen and a half people, Hito is an American citizen. He's not even, you know, he's a Syrian, you know, by birth, but he's been an American citizen. He's married to an American, has four children here, went to college here. He's been here since 1980. So, you know, they can't even find someone who's Syrian to front this Western attempt to take over Syria. I think that that's part of the problem, too. That, you know, Hito has zero legitimacy, and I think that there was a point in time when that became an embarrassment to everybody, really, al-Khatib and everyone else who were, you know, whatever agenda they have.
And now the Free Syrian Army saying that it's not going to recognize the newly elected militant group prime minister. So do you think with this announcement, what's going to happen to the opposition? We've got the divisions running now so deep that it's very hard to decide which part of the opposition is different from which part and how it's going to affect the situation as a whole.
I would be very cautious with the use of terms like election. When you have a small group of self-appointed people who were backed by foreign powers committing terrorist acts, what they decide among themselves isn't really an election. Compared to the referendum that was held in Syria, where more than 80% of the Syrian people participated and selected a new constitution under which to operate the government, and then a few months later, again, more than 80% of them voted and elected a parliament. That's the legitimate government, and that's the election that took place in Syria. And what these characters do, you know, behind closed doors among themselves, I wouldn't really term that an election. You know, it's the kind of an election that takes place before you rob a bank or something among the bank robbers.
Mr. Don DeBar, activist and radio host with us there on the line from New York. Thank you very much.